On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Alongside me is from the BSU women's hockey team, Allie Dulman, one of the juniors on this team, who is part of the Fab Five, I might add. First of all, Allie, this season's been kind of a rough start compared to last year. You know, is it hard to look back at last year and go, wow, you know, we missed those six seniors? And, like, what's the mindset this year?
I mean, we definitely miss our seniors, but our motto is new year, new team, and I think we just need to pick it up towards the end of the year, and after all, we want to be playing the best at the end of the year rather than the beginning.
This last weekend, you guys had 98 shots on net against Maine. Have you ever seen your team put up that many shots?
No, I think we actually might have set a record on that one, was the rumor in the locker room. But, you know, I think we just need to keep shooting the pucks on net and hopefully one or two will bounce in.
You guys didn't get any lucky bounces last weekend. Is it hard and frustrating to go through that?
It's very frustrating. I think it's more frustrating for forwards than us defense, but obviously we all want to produce points. And, you know, we need to put pucks in the back of the net. If our goalies are going to help us out, we need to help them out too.
Speaking of points, you get your first point of the season, an assist on Lauren Merkley's first collegiate goal. Was it fun to set up one of your freshmen and kind of help her get that out of the way?
It was definitely really fun, and it was really nice to get my first assist and get on the stat sheet.
Coming into this weekend, you guys have a team that's been your nemesis, the University of North Dakota. They've had your number over the past couple of years. Obviously, two of their players are on the national team. How do you get ready to play North Dakota?
You know, we just got to get ready to battle. Whenever we play them, it's a lot of battling, and whoever wins those one-on-one battles will most likely come out on top.
You've had two goaltenders this season who have seen good games and some tough games. How do you guys help pick them up and keep them motivated?
You know, our goalies are doing a great job. They're doing what we ask of them. So I think us as a team has to block more shots and not get outblocked by the other team. And we have to put the puck in the back of the net for them.
3 years into your career here at BSU, can you believe how fast the time's gone by?
Man, it's just flying by real fast. Don't want it to end.
Earlier this week, you guys had picture day, and I've seen a few on Facebook. How much fun do you guys sit down and go, okay, let's do this or let's do that? I mean, obviously, with the Fab Five, you guys go into picture day with lots of plans, don't you?
Oh yeah, the Fab Five or the Fab Five forever. I think we get a lot of crap for that in the locker room, but you know, we're always going to stay together, and we've been doing the same pictures since freshman year, so we just enjoy it.
It is fun, and obviously it kind of is a team building experience, isn't it?
Definitely a team building experience. You know, it's fun to be out on the ice and not have to take things seriously for 5 minutes.
You're a Roseville girl. Do you still cheer on your high school team when they get started to play?
Yes, I do. There's actually only one girl left that I played with, but I still go back, cheer them on. I'll practice with them over winter break and always supporting the home team.
What are you majoring in here at BSU?
I'm doing elementary education with an endorsement in pre-primary education and a minor in Spanish.
So what's your dream job?
My dream job is to teach kindergarten and then just have Spanish for, you know, parent-teacher conferences and all that.
So where would you want to teach? What part of the country?
I don't know. I studied abroad this summer and I really like that. So I'm thinking of maybe teaching abroad for a bit when I'm done at BSU, but then come back home to Minnesota to be with family.
Which country and how long were you there?
I went to Argentina with Abby Williams. And we were there for a month, the whole month of July, so we got to celebrate our birthdays there together, and it was just a great experience.
I would assume then you and Abby are pretty close friends.
Yeah, we're really close. You know, it's nice having an upperclassman on the team that you're close with, and it was a great experience for us. We went through the ups and downs there together. Her Spanish was a little better than mine, so she helped me through situations.
What's been your favorite memory of your time here at BSU?
I think my favorite memory is just meeting all these girls and having an experience of a family away from family. Like, I have these girls, and I still am in contact with alumni, and, you know, I got the freshmen in the locker room, and I just love them all to death, and it's great being a part of a team.
It's more like a family, isn't it?
It's definitely a family.
What does your family this weekend need to do to beat North Dakota?
I think we just need to produce a lot of shots again, block a lot of shots, and not let their top players beat us one-on-one.
Good luck, Allie. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Cal.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.